7:50 at KMJ. Good morning. I'm Tony Maness, joined by Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. Good morning, Gabe.
Good morning, Tony.
Let's talk business news and the Selma Save Mart. What's the latest there?
Yeah, this is kind of a sad story. So after 33 years, Selma is losing its Save Mart location. Actually, Friday was its last day in business. The lease was up, is what the word we got. The rent was going up, and Save Mart just made a business decision to pull out, and with no plans to open another store in that area. So there's about 33 employees who work there, and Save Mart, their employees are actually unionized, and so they're going to be transferred to other stores in the area. Some of the ones that are nearby include Kingsburg and Reedley, so hopefully they'll be landing on their feet. There's been more Save Mart's closing than opening. You know, the grocery industry is kind of one of those retail segments that's been really impacted. The one that in Fresno that closed about 4 years ago, Kerman and Sanger lost their locations about 10 years ago. So, yes, sad news in Selma, actually, where I live, and I shop there fairly often. So, yeah.
So we've heard of tiny houses, Gabe. We've heard of smart cars. What are tiny parks, and what does this have to do with downtown Fresno?
they're literally tiny parks, just as you say. And, you know, I don't even think they really have grass or anything. They're the size of a couple of parking spaces. They feature, like, picnic tables, chairs. They're really spaces for people to socialize. So downtown has a pilot program that they're going to allow businesses to pay the cost to open one of these little parklets in front of their locations. Bitwise has one. Fulton Street Coffee Roasters will have one. The Modernist Bar that's going to be opening near Chancy Park is going to have one. This is, as I said, it's a pilot program. There's room for about 7 more businesses to apply for these. They cost anywhere from $2,500 to $5,000. As I said, the business pays that cost, and they're also responsible for maintaining them. And it's really just a way for the business to sort of, you know, have it look lively in front of their locations.
Yeah, sounds pretty
and
cool.
I have a minute. If I could say this, I just want to say congratulations to you and Matt for winning our Best of Central Valley Business Award for Best Morning Show for the third year in a row. This is readers of thebusinessjournal.com who vote for this. And undoubtedly, all your loyal listeners, you know, went online to vote for you guys. You can't beat what the information you guys provide each morning. And congratulations to you guys and the whole team. I know it's a team effort.
That was an awesome award, Gabe. You handed that out a week ago tonight, and it's just a great event that you guys do to hand out these awards, and you really award to the best of Fresno. And for us to receive that award, Matt is in there right now bowing and waving. He's so proud. So we want to thank you a whole bunch, Gabe, and we want to thank all the readers of the Business Journal. Hey, have a great week, buddy.
You too, Tony. Thank you.
All news that is business. Pick up a copy of the Business Journal or check them out online.